Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 117 for August 1st, 2006, the Pentax K100D. And now, get ready for Dick. It's the first day of a new month, August 1st, time for a Daily GizWiz. And here he is, Marcus Registrada himself, the trademarked logo imprimatur, service mark, copyright 1998 through 2006, Dick DiBartolo. I think we covered our bases there.
Boy, I think you covered more than the bases.
I'll be here, yes, registered trademark of the DiBartolo Corporation, all rights reserved.
That is correct. Oh, you know what? Maybe we should try and get our own extension.
What do you mean?
Dot Dick? Dot DVD. Are there any four-letter extensions?
Yeah, sure. Dot info, yeah. You could have dot
Dick. That's right, dot info.
Yeah.
Well, do you have dot twit? I guess you... I don't even know how... How would you go about getting...
Oh, it's a long, involved process. Okay. Yeah, you got to get them to approve it. That's why people like these... You know, we were joking about Tuvalu because that is dot TV because that's their country code. You know, right. Dot US is US, dot DE is Germany. So dot TV is Tuvalu. So that's the best way to do it is to find a country code that you like. But they're all two letters.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm looking again. You know how I love to copyright things.
Did you register? I'll be here.
No, but it didn't go through yet. I registered DVD.TV.
Oh, that's good.
Leoville.TV. Leoville.
I regret not registering Leo.TV. It was available, but it was like $50 or something. It was too expensive. It was more expensive, and I thought, nah, I'm not going to register.
Yeah, it is more. Like .com you can get now for like
$9
a year. Yeah. But a TV, I think, is at least $30.
Those guys in Tuvalu, I tell you, what are they spending the money? There's only 11,000 people in Tuvalu. What are they spending the money on?
Yeah, I wonder.
There's nine islands, though, so there's a lot of shipping.
Oh, they have to divide that up.
Yes.
They have to divide that up.
So what is our...
Our gadget of the day is the Pentax, P-E-N-T-A-X, camera.
Pentax.
K-100D. And I'll tell you...
Is it a camera?
It's a camera. It's a camera. And what's interesting about
this... I think you've never done a camera.
You know what?
This is your first digital camera. Because you usually, frankly, don't do the kind of mainstream.
Yeah, I don't do it. And I'll tell you the only reason I'm doing this is because the backstory is kind of interesting. Is there was a show called Digital Focus.
That's a big camera show.
Maybe it's Digital Life. Anyway, it's about 100 manufacturers. And these kind of shows are great for the press because what they do is they get 50 to 100 manufacturers in one giant room, and each one just has a single table, and on the table is only the new product.
Oh, you know, I like that.
When you go to CES and try to find what's new, when they have 500 gadgets in the booth, you have to find the PR person, and there's 90 people trying to find the PR person. So these events are very good for the press. And so going by the Pentax booth, the woman there is Michelle Martin. I only see single lens reflex cameras. And I said, Michelle, is Pentax out of the point and shoot? And she said, no, we're doing new point and shoots. But market surveys are showing that people now are getting so comfortable with digital photography and point-and-shoot photography.
They want more.
The market is now going toward single-lens reflex, where they can have much more control over their cameras.
I believe that. In fact, I tell people, you know, you really should look at an SLR. That's the one where you could change the lens, and the viewfinder goes through the lens, so you see in the viewfinder exactly what you're shooting.
Exactly. And as you said, one of the big points is... depending on the mount, a lot of your lenses that you probably paid more than the body of the camera.
That's right. Well, you should. That's the most important part. Yeah.
Can now be used on a single lens reflex body.
So what makes the K100D special?
What's different? It's their first single lens reflex with anti-shake or SR shake reduction.
Mm.
So now if you're using the camera at the long end of a zoom lens, you know, that's when camera shake is magnified.
Yeah.
Or if you're shooting in a darkish area where it's shooting down real wide open, you want to minimize camera shake. And so this is Pentax's first shake reduction SRL. And I've not surveyed the market, but it seemed very reasonable. It's under $700.
Oh, that's a very good price.
With the lens and
$700. Yeah, that's an aggressive price.
Yeah, it's very funny because that's the word they use, is aggressive pricing.
Yeah.
It's an 18 to 35 millimeter zoom lens. 18 to 55.
Oh, okay.
55.
18
to
55. Yeah, okay. I wonder what the multiplier is, because it must be a... Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I do not know.
Yeah.
See, I knew that you would know more than me, but if it's PentaxSLR.com.
And they take the K-mount lenses, which is, Pentax has a lot of K-mount lenses. That's a very good lens system. So,
they
interesting.
Do. And a very nice monitor, 2.5-inch color monitor on the back, and you can view it slightly off-center, although with a camera you don't have to worry so much about shooting off-center,
right?
Because...
Well, most of the time when you use an SLR, you're looking through the viewfinder anyway.
Exactly.
That's really a viewfinder.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, so if somebody wants to get a little more serious about the photography, this sounds like a very good way to go. Now, the image stabilization is kind of the hot new thing right now in cameras. And there's two kinds. There's digital, which I don't like so much. And then there is an actual mechanical image stabilization. And I think... That's what the shake reduction does. They've done these IS cameras, the IST cameras for a while.
They have, and I know in their point and shoot, they have shake reduction in two directions.
Wow. Wow.
So
very
so
interesting.
Why,
this would be sounds like one to look at.
Yeah, that's why I picked the camera. And by the way, I'm going to veer off the topic here because I just found this. An email wanting to know, do I get... residuals from the Game Show Network.
Residual
from the Daily Podcast.
Yeah.
I don't get paid when I originally do it,
but someday.
So I doubt
you're gonna get a check for 53 cents. Oh no, oh tell me it didn't happen again. It did.
Fireplace in a dark hotel, and Leo seduced me into doing these, saying that one day I'll retire a rich man.
You know, when you say fireplace in a fancy hotel and Leo seduced me in the same sentence, I think it's sending the wrong message here, Dick.
I'll send any message I can.
You're dropping out again. I keep losing you. I think this damn network.
In order to get fine. Either way.
Right.
Anyway, residuals, yes. And I have my two residual checks here because I've never cashed them. The first one is dated May 30th, 1997.
Yes.
And this is the check for the match game residuals.
Yes.
112 cents.
What?
Yes.
A buck 12.
It's a check for $1.12. But just when I thought I wasn't going to get that much money, a second check arrived from Family Feud.
More money.
Well, it's 28 cents.
What?
Yes, I know. Leo, I have these mounted on the wall. I mean, who would cash? They're worth so much more.
Absolutely.
Just to be able to talk about them. So, in total, for the Game Show Network, I have made a dollar... let's see, add that, 10. I have made $1.40, and these checks go back to 1997, so they're 9 years old.
Well, that was in 1997 dollars.
What, 11 cents a year?
Yeah, but that was...
That was 1997
dollars. Yeah, that's much more...
Oh, you know, what was I thinking?
Yeah,
these checks are worth like $1 million.
Absolutely. In 1997 dollars. That's when a dollar meant something.
Right. So this dollar in 1997 was probably worth like $1,000.
That's what 28 cents really meant something. You know, really, you could buy a steak dinner downtown for 28 cents. So do you only get residuals when you appear on the show? Or, I mean...
Yeah, to my knowledge, I don't think there was any residual structure for game show writers. I'm not even sure why I got these two.
So
checks.
They're just doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're saying, "Ah, we like Dick. Let's send him a cup
of coffee."
I think
they had two blank checks. I mean, if they won something out of the goodness of their heart, shouldn't they made it like $1.50 an even amount? I mean, why 28 cents? Why not be big-hearted? Let's give the guy $1. Give the guy, you know, the guy worked on the show for 20 years. Give the guy $1.
They give their valet more for parking the car.
Yeah, then the same with the match game. Hey, the guy saved the match game. The match game was slated to go off. It went on for another 25 years. Yeah. Give him $5.
Splurge.
Don't embarrass him with the $1.12.
I love it.
Anyway, so that answers the residuals question.
We're now a little peek behind the curtain at how TV works.
Oh, right.
Is that a real dog or is that a?
That's a real dog because someone's ringing my bell.
Oh well, go ahead.
Okay, you'll wrap this up.
If you're going to get your chimes rung, you just go. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
And we will see you next time. Don't forget a brand new "What the Heck Is It" contest. While Dick goes and answers the door, you think he'll use that little box that says Chinese food delivery? That's what he's doing right now, isn't he? Chinese food delivery. Don't forget to do the game, What the Heck Is It, at gizwizbiz.com. A chance to win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine from our own good friend, Dick DiBartolo. But we are out of time for today, so we'll see you next time on the Daily Gizwiz. Dick, just say I'll be here. Just say I'll be here. Oh dear!
I'm back.
What that sounds like? You just fell down the stairs. Just all you have to do is say, "I'll be here."
D-A-I-L.
I'll be here.
Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.